KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 0 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be sunny and cold today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved the fiscal year 2015 Traffic Safety Improvement Program projects. More than $8.7 million in safety improvements were approved for 46 projects. Among the projects in southwest and western Iowa, Montgomery County received a requested $500,000 to add 6 feet of pavement to County Road H-34 to create a 24-foot wide pavement and rumble strips and wide painted edges. The improvements are along a 3.25-mile segment of H-34 about a mile east of A Avenue to Fernwood Avenue. The total cost of the project is $546,812. The city of Crescent received a requested $50,000 from the commission for work on the old Lincoln Highway. The work entails a cutback from the south hillside, improved site triangle at the intersection of Old Lincoln Highway and Powell's Addition, and that project is expected to cost $50,000. The city of Carroll received a requested $500,000 for the widening of U.S. Highway 30 to provide east and westbound left turn lanes. The projects involve the replacement of traffic signals, providing protective and permissive east-west left turns, and an improved intersection radii at the intersection of U.S. 30 and Grant Road. That project cost is $713,000. Other funding from the commission includes $105,000 to replace traffic signals and mast arms in Denison at the intersection of Highway 39 and Avenue C, and $31,830 to remove traffic signals and replace them with a four-way stop sign in Ottawa at the intersection of Iowa Highway 175 and 10th Street. Now, if the project amount is greater than the grant amount, the grant recipient is responsible to provide the additional funding. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved a Revitalized Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, immediate opportunity grant application that had been submitted by the City of Carter Lake. Up to $815,291 will be made available to assist in the reconstruction of about 690 feet of North 5th Street and about 1,286 feet of Avenue J, and approximately 690 feet of North 9th Street, located on the southwest side of Carter Lake. The project is anticipated to be completed by September of next year. The improvements are necessary, they say, to provide improved access to Paxton and Verling Steel's facility, which is a steel processing and fabrication facility and a subsidiary of Owen Industries Incorporated. The improvements will support the creation of 18 new jobs and the retention of 78 jobs, along with $39,658,000 in associated capital investment. Funding for the grant comes from the city's share of the RISE fund. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved new rules which will give state transportation officials control over whether speed and red light cameras are placed by cities and counties on state-supervised highways and interstates. The rules approved Tuesday would require local agencies to show cameras are targeting documented high crash or high risk locations. They would have to justify renewal every year. Local officials have criticized the rules, saying the state is taking away local control. Many insist the cameras make roads and intersections safer. Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Sioux City have cameras on interstates that would be regulated by the new rules. The state has no laws governing their use. The rules must go through another public hearing before a legislative committee before finalization, which is likely in February. Elsewhere in area news, authorities in Montgomery County report two arrests early Tuesday morning. Officials say 30-year-old Stephen Ray Adams was arrested at around midnight for obstruction of emergency communications. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested 48-year-old Michelle Marie Adams on a domestic abuse assault charge. She was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and also held on a $300 bond. A memo sent by a former prosecutor was the focus of a trial in U.S. District Court in Sioux City, alleging discrimination by a former U.S. attorney. The Sioux City Journal reports one of former prosecutor Martha Fage's supervisors cautioned her about sending the memo to then U.S. Attorney Stephanie Rose. The memo raised concerns that a personnel move could be seen as age discrimination. Retired U.S. Assistant Attorney Janet Peterson testified Tuesday that she recommended Fage tone down some of her language. Fage claimed that she ran into problems with Rose due to the memo. Less than a month after sending the memo, Fage was disciplined and then ordered to temporarily transfer from Sioux City to Cedar Rapids. She was later fired. Rose is now a federal judge. A judge has halted construction of a new Sioux City casino until litigation can be resolved between Iowa gaming regulators and the owner of Argosy Riverboat Casino. The Sioux City Journal reports the Polk County Judge Robert Hansen granted a motion for a stay Tuesday in favor of Penn National Gaming Company. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission awarded a license in April to Sioux City Entertainment to build the $128.5 million Hard Rock Casino. The land-based casino is set to replace the Argosy. Penn claims the commission violated the company's constitutional protections as well as state and federal laws in awarding the license to Sioux City Entertainment. They also say the commission ignored deficiencies in the winning bid. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Time magazine has selected Pope Francis as its Person of the Year. Time managing editor Nancy Gibbs said in his first year as pontiff, Francis has managed to change the tone, the perception, and the focus of one of the world's largest institutions in an extraordinary way. South Africa's latest apartheid-era president says his hope is now that Nelson Mandela's focus on lasting reconciliation will live and bloom in South Africa. F.W. de Klerk made the remarks after paying his final respects in Pretoria today, where Mandela's body is lying in state. Thousands of mourners have been filing past the flag-draped casket, taking a final look at Mandela through a glass bubble. A leading Senate deficit hawk says a bipartisan budget agreement unveiled yesterday fails to address wasteful spending that is inflating the federal debt. Senator Tom Coburn told MSNBC the accord announced by the Republican House Budget Committee chairman and his Democratic counterpart in the Senate likely was the best that could be achieved. But Oklahoma Republican said that he can't support the deal because it doesn't go far enough toward deficit reduction and doesn't attack duplication in federal programs. And a 15-year search to develop a female equivalent to Viagra has hit another roadblock. Sprout Pharmaceuticals says it has reached an impasse with the Food and Drug Administration over its drug designed to boost sexual desire in women. The FDA questioned whether the drug's benefits outweigh its risks, describing its effectiveness as modest, while side effects include fatigue, dizziness, and nausea. Sprout says it's appealing the FDA's decision to deny approval. News time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5-Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, James L. Clark, age 57, of Dexter, died Friday at his home, and James Jim Clark, age 84, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at Creighton Medical Center. Joint funeral services for James L. and James Jim Clark will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Frank Wegner, age 84, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Wegner will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Arlene Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Arlene Christensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Clayton, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Clayton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Anna Marie Henkelman, age 71, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Henkelman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Delabelle Deb Herbert, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Deb Herbert will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rita Briggs, age 88, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. The massive Christian burial service for Rita Briggs will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jean Boffman, age 86, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Jean Boffman will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Helen Erzinger, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Erzinger will be Friday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Raymond Howard, age 82, who's formerly of Menlo, died Monday in Arkansas. Funeral services for Raymond Howard will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.